As I'm turning to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, we'll continue after this, the Lord's Sermon on the Mount. Last week, we considered verses 38 to 42. And we can remember the Lord explained the law to show that the application of the law which regulated the extent of punishment to be meted out to offenders in Israel by judges was not meant for retaliation, as the Jews had wrongly inferred from it, and that they have imagined that and they have applied it in the cases of retaliation. But the Lord explained it that that was not the purpose that the Lord gave the law. The eye for an eye, the tooth for a tooth. And so he explained, and that church, verse 38 to 42. And that you read this crystal or church and Miranoa, you read the ma, Timbua for what is right. Missy Mom, Omukasomo, Ebuatan, and I said, Omoe D for no, as you can say the Momona. And you are so with Nas, so Ed Missy Mosom, which you must know. Now, not Israel for, do for no, a Biafa, Sam Ray said. A mom who quite says, so be a deity, I want, not for a deity, and so, say, Obi. He further also exhorted us to respond to those who offend us with patience and meekness, those who hurt as we should not retaliate. So he gave exhortation to that effect. Everyone is also to try to say, Obitia, yeah, just say, yes, we are Obitiano. Now, or try to say, oh, more from here, no, say, and that is sure, HSA, or I'm a try, it's also what Mubru, now, it's also what I say, in your per se, yes, the one way here, you better say. And we can see that as we have always seen through this sermon, that all the duties that the Lord Jesus Christ recommends, nobody can really do them. Whose heart is not renewed by the Spirit. And people may do in a way, but not in sincerity. To truly bear offenses in a manner that in the heart and outwardly, you have that pity for those who offend you and that you have nothing against them. It's not natural to human nature, you know. So for us to be able to be able to do this, and indeed the Lord Jesus Christ was saying this to believers, though not all of the crowd were believers, but then it's only his true disciples that can really listen to these instructions and indeed even love them and to hold them, because these are his commands, and the law of God is his law. He's the Son of God, and that when he explains it in a way that brings more light, it's only believers that are happy. truly embrace this thing. So we continue from verse 43 onwards, as we ended with verse 42. So I'll read to you. So this will be part 15 of the sermon, the teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. I read to you verse 43. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. You read this with your sons. It was so. Now, verse 43 was saying, what he said, almost say, Mundo mo, one one. And what he says here is a he's quoting from the Jews and how they how they speak about this law. Because this is not how the law, the Bible, I mean, the God has given them the law. They have. So here he's correcting another wrong interpretation, and which the Jews have deduced from the law. The Jews had made a deduction from the law God gave to them. And the read this scripture has said, "The oka no nyesa oka se mu endomu onwa." Pay more, and that's someone we have Mohunko follow. Namunchi at time for on part when you are there, or share Miss Mambrano Cassas or what is the Miss Israel follow or more a Cassa or more Achia and Rano. And you can all the Babbit or can be an orbit track about Babbit Plenum, said your more Achia. No, or Cassa, what is the Omaka, you for Naka, or Nakupom Rano. Normally, be a couple, and that, as I said, they have deduced it from the law, and that they have added that things which are not part of the law. But we see as we are going, and it says, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor." This is God's law, to love our neighbors. To love, the Lord commands us to love our neighbors, those who are close to us. Those who are around us, and those we meet, and our neighbor, as I've said already, is the one who is near us, and that this include those who love us and those who don't love us. They are all inclusive in those who are our neighbors, and whether they are good to us or not, whether they like us or not, they are our neighbors, and that. So thou shalt love thy neighbor. And that in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9 to 18, the Lord, through Moses, instructed the Jews how he taught them how by the law they may express their love to their neighbor. Let me just read to you before we move on. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9 to 18. Look at how he even the practical way he taught them. And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest, and thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard, thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness thou shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. So, all that this part of the law is about how they relate to others, and how even he started with being those who have fields and have farms. When they harvest, they should leave some for those the poor. They are their poor neighbors to come and also take those small the remains from the field and use them. It's a way to show love to the poor who are among them. And he moves on to show how they should not steal, because when you steal, what happens? You hurt your neighbor. And he said that thou shalt not deal falsely or lie to another. When you lie to a neighbor, we don't love you. See? And he moves on and sorry. Thou shalt not mistake, thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. Again, love is something that shows no love to a neighbor whom you rob and defraud them. And thou shalt not curse the deaf, the one who cannot hear, who's your neighbor. You don't need to use words that he cannot he cannot hear, and you speak against him. See, it's when such action is done, it's something is done against him. That's true, you don't love him. It's again, it's no, put a stumbling block before the blind. Who is that? The one who you meet with, who is your neighbor, a blind neighbor, you shouldn't cause him to hurt because he cannot see. And he moves on. I mean, that you shall do no unrighteous in judgment. You shall not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. This also, when there are issues, the poor and the rich, or whatever, we should act towards them as we do to each one of them in the proper way, in the right way, not abusing the right of any. Again, response to our neighbor. And verse 16, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, slanderer and gossiper. Speaking against the people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. So, and then he moves on to verse 17, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. You see how far the Lord goes. People may outwardly show love, but in their heart they may show hatred. And so the love to our neighbor includes this, that even in our heart we should not show that. And verse 18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. So this is the law which God gave to the people of Israel. So why have they now added, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy? And because they may think, they thought probably, all the Bible, the Lord said we should love our neighbors. Then it means that then we have to hate our enemy. Probably that's what they thought, but that's not what the law implies. The American said, who call Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9-8, you know, Omar, if you are from Rano, the church, you can't do Omar down for us, Omar, a bear Omar, or church, you can't draw, and so say, we are at the tier, we are on Tikasa, so we cast like a blue swap, we are waiting at them, we are on Tikasa, and so we are a new friend, now we are at this scene, my dear. And also, a against about that, yes, and Yakupon, Embra, and Edge, if you said, Chevras, and my those around us. So that is it. So, and but as we have seen that the Lord Jesus Christ speaks how they have twisted the law and to correct it down. Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. Thou shalt And the Jews understood their neighbors to be only those who were friendly to them. Who were friendly, but the word neighbors means that the one who is close to us, who is near us. So these are for normal fanasebia. Neighbor no can say we are down for but we be no near down for your no ye neighbor no be okay and so that they think of only those who are Jews are their neighbors. And that so they were thinking of themselves and then as they should do good to those who are close to them as Jews. And that because of this wrong understanding of this, the Jews have developed very mean attitude toward people of other races. Who, I mean, those nations that shared borders with them, they have had a very mean attitude toward them for so many years. You know, especially the Samaritans. The Jews have developed so much hatred because how they have twisted the law. Love thy neighbor, hate thy enemy. They saw the Samaritans are not proper Jews and also even their typical enemies. So they have, and we see how some people misunderstand the law of God and they far, how far they can go. So the hatred between the Samaritans and the Jews was because of this. The Jews saw them not as their neighbors. See? And so, if we can remember the Samaritan woman, that event where the Lord Jesus Christ asked her to give him water at the well, Sychar, in John chapter 4, and the response the woman gave to the Lord Jesus Christ show how hardened these Jews had become against non-Jews. Let me read you verse 7 and 9. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Verse 9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. So this incident shows how the Israelites have really, they look at others who are no Jews. And this woman is telling Jesus Christ, the Jews have no dealings with us because they don't have any, we are enemies. You know, indeed, God told the people of Israel not to mingle with the other nations, they should separate from them. But that command of God doesn't mean you should hate those you are so separate from. So that separation from unbelievers does not mean that we should hate them and have ill against them. You see, being for believers, we have to separate from the world. We may have family members, relatives who are unbelievers. Yes, we ought to, we ought not to follow their lifestyles and live it and how they dishonor the Lord and also live carelessly in this world. But we don't need to hate them. We ought to do all that is required of us to be done for them in love. So that, yes, we will show, or we will have to separate from the world, yet we don't need to hate the people of the world. We hate their character and their attitude, but not to hate the people of the world. But then, the Jews have gone that far. We are separated from all our unbelievers, and so we hate them. So that is the correction the Lord Jesus Christ is trying to correct here, and they have put it added into the law. They have brought it into their law and they've been twisted the law of God to suit this kind of behavior of theirs. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. So the Jews hated the Samaritans. Also in Luke chapter 10, verse 29 to 30. That incident for the Lord Jesus Christ, he answered a certain self-righteous Jew. We are told he was a lawyer, meaning he was a scribe of the people of Israel. Out of pride, after the Lord Jesus Christ had and reminded him that love to God and love to our neighbor is the purpose of the whole law. And this proud Jew lawyer said, "And who is my neighbor?" Luke chapter 10. "And who is my neighbor?" And then Lord Jesus Christ gave a parable to try to answer him. And this parable, which we commonly call the Good Samaritan, the man that fell among the thieves, he used this parable to show him, to teach him who his neighbor was. If you remember, the Lord Jesus Christ said that there was a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, and he was head beaten, and they left him almost to die. And then there was a priest passing by. He passed on, he saw the man head, he left. And the Levite also saw the man head, he left. And then this Samaritan man came, and then he did that which was needful for the man, so that the man, he helped him to even place him at a place to beg an additional cost for him for his healing. And by this parable, the Lord Jesus Christ showed that because you know, he's instead of a priest and a Levite, mentioning Jews, and then the Samaritan was the one who did the right, who acted well to the neighbor. So he was speaking against his own people in the flesh, the Jews who have twisted the law. And the priest and the Levite were people who serve in the temple, and they should know better. And they should really even be so, those who should allow of God to others. But they saw the man hurting the left. But then what he's teaching is that he shows that any person that we encounter, wherever he's from, whatever nation or race, tribe or religion he is, whether he's rich, poor, literate or illiterate, whether he's friendly to us or not, is our neighbor. That's what Jesus Christ taught by this parable, that whoever we meet, whoever comes, we come in contact with in our daily life, whether we live with them in the house or on the street, in the market, at work, they are our neighbors. They are those that this law requires us to do them good, to love them. Yes, Christo, of course, you know, Ebekaya, Luke chapter 10, okay, parable, verse 29-37, later. Now, before we come to parable, na church scribe, treacherous phobia, or a Jew, our Jew who did pass on with the Rano, so up and in my visa, no, in some, the excuse, you know, no, I shall say, Rano, Ninia, the fact we say, but do Rade and Coupon, and the answer, do your way. Now, Saju, Jew near, no, yet, Ranim. No, but so church said, "Well, now whom I should not church said, we didn't run this. To be said, this is why ni neighbor, why ni also or yes, or chair boy at the church. Yes, Christo, a casa, a man, or cabby busen, a busen, my friend, or a friend, or a good Samaritan. Sir Nipana, and I will say, oh, feed Jerusalem." Jesus to the parable. So Jerusalem, no ko Jericho. Now, of course, before we do for no we did that, no we jar na ko. Now say anchana, so for if Jerusalem, no ko Jericho. But also going to cheer mu ko ye. Na Levi ni bien so, e beto so sa no to cheer mu ko ye. Na sa ni family no nyo mu ya, ku pe ko mu ye djuma o nyame aso re fie. Ah, ko so mu na ko mu da daddy cheer ni ba we jar. And China, remember being super, or no, a Samaritan. We do not know, compare, people are praying now. Obuano, a CC, you know, the call, be able to me, Abuan, Lutumania, and a home. The other excuse to offer actually, and say, Sir, Obia, Ibishiano, a war, Yabra Boom, say, oh, my name is you. Jumo, a quiet soul, only one wire, yes, neighbor, and also one wire. You hope on brass or fish, a check, a dog anymore. In fact, only a crow and a beer, if a cool, and answer some crow, some way helpful, some way scaffold, some way be on him, the anonymous deal. Some way young Romusia, you know, a mother is super, the chair, and also a man there super the Andrea, a way one war, a year your neighbors are, a year one war, or set, and a coupon, and branches, or set a dog, a deep, a chair one. And so that by the command to love our neighbor, we are bound to perform any action of compassion when those we meet stands in need of it. If those we meet, if they stand in need of it, and then we are capable of helping them. Well, sometimes we may meet a need we cannot help. That one is not our fault. This was to walk and say, said the orchard, so be a bit shared, Obi a branch from branches or say tread or a tread, so Obi a bend or just say tread or tread. And our pastor said, "Say if she has not anybody who will hear the Obi a or say to me, 'Aye, master, I am.' Aye, I am from the branches. Then because if you meet me, I copy. Oh, just now I say you walk. Said you walk more day, and I say walk. You walk more day. If you meet me, you walk more day. Who are you? Say to me." Be a double one in here, and it should be a better idea. I bet you say a dog one or want to be a more be a war in him or say to me, then a mom or be a vision, a baby. So that when we ignore to help those we meet who I need, when we are capable, then by our action, we show that we do not love our neighbor, then we do not obey the command to love our neighbor. And to say, share one more here, So that is the parable what the Lord Jesus Christ is trying to teach us. Because after he has finished everything, he exhorted and he asked this scribe. In verse, I think, verse 36 to 37. So, which now of these three thinketh thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? The priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan. And the verse 37 said, and he said, he that showed mercy on him. And so the man, the Jew, the scribe himself answered, oh, it is the Samaritan who was the neighbor to this man who was in need of help, but others who were neighbors showed no love to him. And Lord Jesus Christ told him, then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. And so now go and do as the Samaritan did, that whoever is in need of help, who meets you, is your neighbor, and the law of God requires us to do them good. So go and do likewise. So this is again another incident or case which shows what the Lord Jesus Christ used to explain to us, thou shalt love thy neighbor. This parable teaches that. Who is our neighbor? Is the one that, and not just even our neighbor, but who is our neighbor who is in need of our help? But there may be neighbors who don't need our help. If they are those we meet but are in difficulty, they are those we ought to show love to them. In the Yes Christ, so okay, sir, baby say me edit train near or yeah, near or bear or say to me a woman. Or patrons and near Bishiano, we hear one, or no, or say that or dog, edit train, sir, or you'll be a, or yeah, or be obeying your young one. So that's the Lord Jesus has explained to us by this two incidents I've just showed. The one was just his own encounter with that Samaritan woman, where we learned that animosity between the Jews and the Samaritan, but the parable shows clearly what the law teaches about how we ought to show love to our neighbors, those who are suffering. If we are capable, if we are capable and we don't do, it's a sin. That's it. It's a sin. And I hope we will feel that and that sense of guilt of not helping if we are capable. That will help us to feel how we have we have failed the Lord, so that we ask for, we repent of it and seek grace to be able to be, to be able to show love to those we meet afterwards. But if we do not show love and we pass on, and we feel okay, then we are like the priest and the Levite, you see, because they passed on and they never, and they thought that the suffering person was not their neighbor. Because you know, it is common, it is natural to ask to show love and help to those who have a blood relation to us, those who maybe if we are parents, maybe to our children alone, or if we are yes, those who relate to us. It's natural. I mean, naturally, that's how we feel. The law of God goes beyond that. Everyone, even those who are not our blood relations, if they are in need, we show the same care and concern like those who are blood relations. Because sometimes people may do more for those who are in need, who are blood relations, but if we are to do it for those who are not our blood relations, then we do it as if it's a burden even on us. That even attitude shows that we don't love. See, so that if what we do to those who we think they are friends, the same thing should be done to those who may not be our friends as but we meet on the way. And that's what the law of God requires. See, if this is what is in the world, I'm sure the world will be a better place. See, everywhere we go, and that you find people seeking to do right for each other, and they're seeking the good for each other. The world will have a better place, but because of sin, the human heart, no, at best, we'll do to those who are maybe friends to us, and then we leave the rest. And even if we are to do for the others who are not friends to us, we grumble, and we don't feel happy to do. I know. As I said, even parents, those who are not our own children, also show the same care and love to them as we show to our own children if they are in need of help. You see, this is what the Lord requires from us. I move to verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despise you, use you, and persecute you. So here the Lord Jesus Christ specifically shows us how we must respond to a neighbor. Like the Leviticus 19, where the Lord told the people of Israel, the same way the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us. And here is a neighbor who is determined to be hostile toward us, who is like, who is about to become our enemy. And that he says that we should show tenderness and kindness to such a person. Love your enemies. A neighbor, because somebody we have known who is hostile to us. Here, Yesu Kristo, or person or chemisma, or say, your response to Omoa, Yeshia Omoa, Omai, so Omo, Yen, Yomatia, Mesmo said that, Yesu said that, did it show? As Omoa, or fans, Omaya, account for. In the way of our chemisma, or said that, Yesu said that, did it show? To love your enemies, to show tenderness and kindness to them. That's what it means. Love your enemies. We cannot show love without being tender and kind to people. Love your enemies, those who do things against us. And our response to those around us is part in our duty to love our neighbors. See? How we respond to them properly is part of how we love them. Because if we don't respond to them properly, then we don't love them. Sorry. And again, it's like what the Lord says, as I just read to you, Leviticus 19, verse 18, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Differently, it's talking about those who are like our enemies, and Lord Jesus Christ is talking about your enemies, those around you who have injured you, thou shalt not avenge, thou shalt not retaliate. It's like how he started those verses, nor bear any grudge against the children of people, grudge, you see, and that but I shall love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. And so the Lord Jesus Christ said, love your enemies. And that's what the law requires of us. We may dislike their conduct, but we ought to have sympathy for them. Those who act against them, their attitude we may dislike, but not their person. And it's a hard thing to do, but as I said, it's those who God has given grace, believers in Lord Jesus Christ, who have tasted that love of God in our hearts, we can show that to really see the evil of men and to have sympathy towards them. Our natural our nature naturally doesn't support this. Retaliation is in the heart and avenging ourselves. But Lord Jesus Christ, love your enemies. So when you are thankful, no, as soon as they need to meet you back, bless them that curse you. When they insult and speak evil about us, we ought to do the opposite. Bless them that curse you. He has no about showering praises on them. It's about speaking not according to how they have spoken ill about us. Insulting us, speaking evil about us, we ought not to do the same. We have to do the opposite. That's what it means to bless them that curse us. Do good to them that hate you. Again, continue. Do good to them that hate you. Yeah, Papa Ma won't. The 12 will say, Munisha won't wa, and no memo. The 12 will say, Munisha Papa Ma won't wa, Echimu. In Romans chapter 12, verse 20-21, Paul tells us, therefore, if an enemy hunger, feed him. As I said, time for come now, money the if he says, give him drink. It's come the money. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. In so doing, like also, so you go so now in the papa. I said also should you gonna pay to. Well, no, and yes, I wanna out here the cow. I mean, God sees his weak because when he is determined to do wickedness to you and you do him or her good, it makes his wickedness so clear. And he himself, by and by, he becomes guilty if he doesn't even show in his own heart. I don't know if you have met people like that. They've done bad things against you. You don't mind them. And later on, they meet you. And they are convinced. And they tell you, why didn't you respond when I did this or that? I thought you could have done that. I've heard things like that. People have said it. That people did ill to them. They didn't mind them. After, when it was been time, opportunity to do it, they did it. And later on, yeah, they met them. And they went. They felt so guilty of their own wickedness. You see how God does things. You see, when people feel that, and it may lead them even to the Lord to really seek forgiveness for what they have done. But if we retaliate, then it doesn't hurt them. Their conscience is rather hardened. And then, so that's what Apostle Paul was talking about. Yeah. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. So we are not to despise the good to our bad neighbors. We may live in a community, and we may have people who may act wrongly towards us. God's people ought not to act the same way. We may be in the workplace, people may do the same thing to us. We ought not to. Even in the ministry of the church, things may go and there will be bad attitude towards us. We ought not to. we ought to show love to such people who act badly towards us, and pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you. And here we are in our own private prayers. We have to pray for them, and we know our prayers is to seek their good, that they may turn from their wickedness, and that in our prayer we should not even seek the Lord to. We should pray to the Lord with that kind of vengeance towards them. We should seek their recovery from their evil. That's what it means to pray for them with this mind. And even when we find them in trouble, that we see that the Lord may relieve them, and that out of it they may even become a changed people and a better people. We find the example of our Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 22, verse 34, when he was crucified. We are told, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. After they have crucified him, and people were laughing at him, and diminutives were also mocking him, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. If they have known how they were doing, they would have done. And also, we think of Stephen in Acts chapter 7. You know, when they stoned him after he preached, and these Jews were so mad against him, they stoned him. We are told in Acts 7:60, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. When Stephen was stoned for preaching the gospel, and the Jews were hurt, they hated the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone to repent of, because he urged them to repent of their wickedness. The Bible told they were so mad against him, they stoned him, but he prayed. Remember, Apostle Paul was one of those who stoned Stephen. He said that he collected their clothes so they can stone him more. But look at how Apostle Paul was converted. See, I'm sure when the Lord called him Paul, Saul, so why that persecuted? All these things will come to his mind. God himself said, I was part of those who were killing Stephen. You see, but Stephen prayed for them. He said, and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Oh, that they may recover from their wickedness. Oh, that they may turn from their life of sin. Oh, that they may turn from their life of hatred and animosity, and have a change of heart, to love the Lord and to live to the glory of our dear Savior. Oh Lord, that if you save such people to thyself, to conquer their wickedness, so such was the desire of Stephen. And that should be our desire. Pray for them when they despitefully use you and persecute you. When I hear about this group, the Pan-Africanists and the ideas, and yes, it's good we ought to speak about slavery and it, whatever. But sometimes they go to the point that they even become racist. And then they say, oh, everything Western and white you don't like. And yet, I'm going to ask myself, you say they did wrong, and then you're African, so you also kick against them. Then both of us are all wrong, you know. So it's, and they even go to the extent that Christianity, then they go and they attack Christianity. If you have not any Pan-Africanist, they hate Christianity. You see, because it's a white man's religion. Hatred in their heart. And yet they are speaking of the hatred of others. Where do we get to, you see? No. If truly they are championing a good cause, it should be out of love. Yes, they did against them, our ancestors, but no, let us not rise up against them and put things in a way to cause hatred. Many people who claim to be Christian have this idea, when they think of the blacks who lives in Europe or some of these countries, and maybe the attitude of the blacks against them, and they have idea of the history, and then they seem to have such a dislike for the white. Even they claim to be Christian. Sometimes when I hear, I'm surprised, because Christianity cancels all hostilities. You see, if we are Christians, if we love the Lord Jesus Christ, We are sinners. If people have sinned against us, we have, and the Lord has forgiven us. Why do we hold other people's sins into the light? No, the Lord requires that we rather hold our sins into the light. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. We should take out the beam that is on our eyes so that we can see clearly the moons and the eyes of people. Those who try to point out people's sin, they should rather look at them. If they should look at themselves well, like the publican, when he went to prayer, he stood afar off, knowing his sin, you see. Knowing his sin. And that's how we will be, feeling our own unworthiness to be cleansed, to be able to pray. But then, as I said, people tend to have enemies and that, and they pray against them. We know that today, the charismatic, they pray against their enemies. They wrongly go and apply David's words, and they say, "We should." Oh, don't Jesus Christ tells us we should pray for our enemies, and they go to church and they pray against the enemies. This Christo had our church. So see, I'm going to a time now. I'm treat you badly. And so I'm going to focus on sorry, charismatic, and sorry. No, I'm going to fight you on my time for. Directly, they are acting against God's command. In such prayers, God will not answer. Whatever answer they claim to have is not from God. God, they are praying directly against the commands of Christ. Pray for your enemies, and they say, "Oh, we are rather gathering fire upon the head of our enemies." They quote, I think, from Apostle Paul's words that when they do good to them, they shall heap coals of fire on his head. What Apostle Paul said, we should do good to them, and out of it, that guilt and that kind of pressure, I mean, the sense of sin will come to them. And even the Lord himself will deal with them. They have misinterpreted that. They are rather praying to heap coals upon their enemies. That is a wrong application of scripture. You see? Because they don't want to listen. Well, they don't want to have that heart of love with the Lord Jesus Christ recommends. Our time is already gone, but let me quickly run through the next few verses are just explanation, addition to what we have. Verse 45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. So here, Lord Jesus Christ shows that God is kind and good to all persons, in distributing his natural gift and blessings of his life, the sun and the rain. And so that if we are God's children, one of the marks to show that we have been brought into the family of God, and we know we are only God's children by adoption through Christ, when the Lord Jesus Christ saves us, washes us, and through the Spirit gives us, his Spirit gives us a new birth, they become God's children. They repented of sin and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, and he made that sons and children of God. So when he speaks of God's children, that's what it means, that if we are those that Christ has saved, one of the marks to show is that our attitude of kindness to all persons indiscriminately. That God does not discriminate in his goodness to the world. When he's giving gifts, natural gifts and blessings, both the bad, those who hate him and those who love him, he rain. The rain comes, his rain comes and the sun shines on us. So we also not to have, we ought not discriminate against people when we love. We don't have to love our friends and hate others. No. God doesn't do that. So if we are his children, we should have that. In 1 John 4:7-8, we are to be loved. Let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. And knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And here the love, though to God, but to our neighbor. How do we know that we love God? How do people know that we love God? When we show sincere love to our neighbor, you see. Our time is gone. But you see how he connected with everyone that loveth is born of God. If my attitude toward others is out of love, you show that I'm born of God. My time is gone. But let me add the last few verses. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? You see, the publicans discriminate in their love. Meaning, the publicans, the tax collectors, so they represent sinners. Unbelievers discriminate in their love. And it shows insincerity. Because while they're discriminating their life, they think they laugh. Because they show laugh to their friends, they think that they are okay. And no, if we show laugh to our friends and relatives, and we don't show laugh to those who are not our friends, our laugh is not complete. And that's the next verse. Be ye therefore perfect, even your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So that if our love is only to those we love, then our love is not perfect. Our love is not like that of our Father who is in heaven, whose love is perfect to all when he gives his good things to the world. So that believers are to be sincere in our love to all, to those who are friends, to those who are foes. I wanted to read the verse, but I couldn't, so I'll end. My time is really gone. So here, the perfect, the perfection we ought to be is in our love. Means sincerity, showing love even those who are our enemies. Sincere love to them, and that is what we are required. Our time is gone. I cannot say more. So that's what the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us. That love, we should love our neighbor. Our neighbor is everyone. Whether those who like us or not, those who love us or not, may the Lord help us as we think about these things.